Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And don't forget, all of this month, go to otrwesterns.com/survey and fill out the listener survey. You only have to do it once a year, and I deeply appreciate it. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, August 17th, 1954, and the title is Tin Horn Killer. Again, hope you enjoy, and thanks for listening.
Now, The Cisco Kid, our gripping story, Tin Horn Killer. It was inevitable that as the fame of the hard-riding Cisco Kid spread throughout the Southwest, some misguided bad man should try to get a reputation by killing him. And at least once, only the Cisco Kid's iron nerve carried him through alive. As our story opens, two men are riding towards the wild frontier town of Adobe City. It is late Saturday afternoon when celebrants from all the surrounding country pour into town.
You say Cisco and his partner are going to pick up the night stage at Adobe, huh?
That's right, Luke. I got word from a friend in the main office of the stagecoach line. Cisco and the other one are riding escort on that 40,000 in gold the stage will be carrying. I wish we could figure out a way to get rid of that Cisco kid, Luke.
Well, maybe we can. He'll have to come to town to pick up the stage. Well, what's this outfit riding in?
It's young Redneck Hale and the boys from the Bar X Ranch. Want to make a night of it, probably.
Boy, Red the hombre thinks he's tough, ain't he?
Yeah. He's sweet on that gal in the Maverick Cafe.
Yeah, sometimes he tries to get in right with her by checking the boys' guns as they come in.
Don't Cisco eat at the Maverick Cafe when he's in town?
I've seen him in there more than once. By thunder, that's an ideal, you see. If Red should happen to check Cisco's guns. Hey, Red!
What do you want, Luke?
Like to talk to you for a minute.
All right. You offies go along in, I'll catch up with you. Yeah.
I want to have yourself a big time tonight, all
right? That's right. Where the boys could do it.
But you better be careful tonight.
Why? What for?
Because the Cisco kid's riding into town. You better keep out of his way.
Yeah? You think I'm scared of Cisco?
Oh, no, of course not. Only thing is, he's kind of sweet on that gal in the Maverick Cafe.
Cisco is? A Myrtle Wallace? I didn't know that.
If Cisco comes into the Maverick, he'll have to check his guns like everybody else, won't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he will. I'll make sure of that.
Well, just take it easy, Red.
Yeah, we wanted you to know.
Don't you hombres worry none about me. I can take care of myself against anybody, see? Against anybody. If that Cisco kid starts shooting off his mouth...
Sure, sure, Red, we know.
He'll find he's in plenty of trouble. Yeah!
Well, ain't gonna be hard to build this into a gunfight, Richie. Only there'll be blanks in Cisco's guns.
Hey, here's what we will do, Pancho.
Right.
We'll ride to the Maverick Cafe, have our supper, and then go to the stagecoach station.
Pancho, wish we not go to Adobe City tonight, Cisco.
Well, we must go there, amigo. We have agreed to ride escort with the night stage to the east as far as the next town of Cottonwood.
Si, Pancho know this, Cisco, but Pancho just got the feeling of trouble.
Oh, come now, Pancho. Do not be a pessimist.
What's a pessimist?
Pessimist is one who is always looking on the gloomy side of things.
Pancho not look on the gloomy side, Cisco. Pancho's feeling is going to be troubles in Adobe City. And tonight, Pancho feels it's not good to have the troubles, huh?
Four fried eggs on a hunk of cornbread, Wong.
I sure, sure, four fried eggs on a cornbread, Mr. Muddle, you bet sure.
Howdy, honey.
Well, as I live and breathe, if it ain't Red McHale. How come your ma let you out tonight?
You still think I'm a kid, don't you?
I know you are.
One of these days I'll prove I ain't.
How many men you killed today?
All right, all right. If that Cisco kid comes in here tonight, you can tell him to watch his step, see?
Oh, don't be a tin-horn bad man, Red. And don't mix with Cisco, or he'll spank you. Now, if you want to help, go check guns. I got plenty to do without attending to that. Put on 2 slabs of heifer, Wong, and singe them.
I sure to a 2 slabs of heifer, Mr. Wong, singe them.
Tinhorn, huh? And Cisco will spank me. All right, give me your guns, Luke. You too, Richie.
Sure, kid. Here's mine.
And here's mine.
Here's your check stubs.
Thanks. Any sign of Cisco yet?
Look, don't talk to me about that, hombre, understand? I don't want to hear no more about it.
Can't say I blame you, Red.
If you're trying to say I'm scared of Cisco...
No, no, of course not. You ain't scared of nothing, Red. But here, take these just in case.
What's the idea of giving me these blank cartridges?
Nothing much. They're the same caliber as Cisco's guns, though. Just thought you might want to have them in your pocket, Red.
I ain't fighting nobody who can't fight back.
All right, just hang on to them. You ain't got to use them. Come on, Richie. Let's go get us a table.
We'll have that kid on the stage hold up. Yeah.
That's what I'm figuring on. He'll make a good cat's paw for us.
That's it. Cat's paw.
Sounds like a big crowd in that cafe, Pancho.
See, big crowd.
Oh, come, Pancho. Get a smile on your face. Perhaps some of Senorita Myrtle's good food will put you in better spirits, eh? See, there is a big crowd here.
Too big.
Hey, you, Cisco. Come over here.
Who's that hombre, Cisco?
I do not know, although I've seen him around here before. What do you want, boy?
Boy, huh? Hand over them guns of yours, pronto, Cisco. You too.
You are running this check rack?
Yeah, I'm running this check rack. Come on, hand them over.
Your manners could be improved upon, boy. However, here are my guns.
Cisco, now that your guns go.
Oh, as a rule of the cafe, Pancho, we must check our guns on Saturday nights. There you are.
Well, Pancho give up his guns too. Pancho not like this, though. You want to smell troubles in a big bunch.
All right. Now, don't start nothing in here, Cisco.
This young hombre is fighting for a fault, Pancho.
If you think you can give me that
fault... Oh, stop your yapping. Come on, Pancho.
Well, hello, Cisco and Pancho.
Buenas noches, senorita.
Buenas noches, senorita.
I'm sure glad to see you two. Here's a table over here.
Gracias, senorita.
Gracias, senorita.
You planning on coming in here tomorrow night about this time?
Oh, we had not thought of it, senorita. Why?
Well, I'm taking the night stage over to Cottonwood tonight to see about starting another cafe over there.
See?
And if this gang of galoots around here knew I was leaving Wong in charge, oh, they'd turn this place upside down tomorrow. So if you was going to be in here to, you know, kind of keep
I order... think we can arrange to be here, senorita.
Oh, good. And don't tell nobody I'm taking the stage out tonight, will you?
Oh, indeed, we will not.
Not tell nobody.
You're a couple of good hombres. Now, how about the steak dinner, huh?
That sounds good to me, senorita. What do you say, Pancho?
Pancho was going to have a milk toast.
Oh, milk toast!
You?
But Pancho changed Pancho's mind, senorita. And Pancho have a steak dinner with a side order of beef stew.
Well, that's better. Cut 2 more off the critter, Wong, and dip out a bowl of lump juice.
Cisco, 2 hombres watching over by the counter.
Si, Pancho. They're Nolan Ritchie and Luke Melanson, 2 of the worst hombres in this country. Perhaps your prediction of trouble is not far wrong, amigo. If they could, either of those 2 would kill me in a minute.
Can you keep up with the orders, Wong?
Oh, sure. I keep up all, Mr. Murdo. I peek through keyhole, too.
What do you mean, you peek through the peephole?
I see that heather cowboy take cottagers out of gun, put in other cottagers.
Who, Red McHale?
I see that, Mr. Murdo.
Whose guns?
Look, gun this end of rack.
The ones with the silver-mounted holsters?
Sure. Those guns.
Well, those are Cisco's guns.
Red-headed cowboy, change cottages.
Well, I'll see about that right now. Thanks, Juan. All right, Red, on your way.
What?
You heard what I said. You're up to monkey business with them guns, with Cisco's guns.
I, Who told you?
Never mind. But that stuff don't go. Now get out of here and stay out.
All right, I will.
You tin horn.
That's enough of that. I'll show you how much of a tin horn I am. You better tell that Cisco kid to stay in here. Because if he comes out, I'm going to fill him full of lead. Tin horn, huh? I'll show you.
Did you see the kid leave, Richie?
I sure did. After Miss Myrtle spoke to him, he acted plenty mad.
Come on, let's go after him.
There he is, leaning on a hitch rail.
Yeah. Hey, Red. That Miss Myrtle sure likes this goal. As soon as you went out, Red, she threw both of her arms around his neck and she kissed him.
Yeah?
I wouldn't take that if I was you, kid.
Who said I was going to take anything from that low-down coyote of a Cisco? I'm just waiting for him to come out here. I'm just waiting.
Did you use them blanks?
Yeah, I used them. I never thought I would, but so help me, I hate Cisco so much I'd cut him to pieces. Sidewinder. That buzzard.
Look, kid, if you're going to draw on him, you better quit that shaking. You're so mad you can't control yourself. That ain't good for gunfighting.
If you don't get him this time, maybe Richie and me can fix it so you can dry gulch him later.
I'll get him, don't worry. I'll fill that hombre so full of lead they'll have to lift him with a winch. Get him out here. Get him out here, I tell you.
Yeah, very fine meal, senorita.
Yeah, very fine meal, senorita.
Here's your money.
Oh, thanks, Cisco. I'll get your guns for you. Say, I guess I'd better tell you. Juan said he saw Red McHale take the cartridges out of your guns and put other cartridges in.
So? He is the red-headed hombre who was checking the guns?
Yeah, sometimes I let him help me. Red used to be all right. I don't know what's got into him lately.
Gracias, senorita. I will have a look at the guns right now.
Oh, no, not in here, Cisco. I got kind of a horror of guns. If any of them wild galoots saw you draw a gun in here, they might cut loose.
As you wish, senorita. I will wait till we are outside. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Why the young hombre say that the cartridge is Cisco's?
The only reason I can think of would be so he could put in blank cartridges, Chico.
Oh.
However, we will see in a moment.
Cisco. Hombre's over there.
So you finally come out, Cisco?
See, I finally did, boy.
You skunk. You're sneaking coyote trying to steal my girl, are you?
You use hard words, hombre. I do not care for them.
Don't waste time talking, kid. Go after him.
So, you are in on this too, Melanson.
Young hombre, walk this way, Cisco.
Go on, you buzzard. Draw. Draw them guns to defend yourself or I'll kill you.
So you are the one who put the blank cartridges in my guns.
Did you reload, Cisco?
Do I look simple? I'm going to walk up to you now and take your guns.
Get away from me, Cisco. Or so help me, I'll kill you.
I'm going to take them both away from you before you get hurt.
No, get back. Get away from me.
I will take that gun first. Empty out the cartridges. Now the other one. Now you may have your guns back. One more thing. You are in bad company, boy. Very bad. Come on, Poncho.
If I were you, I would change my companions. Up, Diablo.
Go, Logo, go now.
Poncho, glad to get away from that.
Well, by thunder.
I couldn't draw. I couldn't. I'll get him next time. I'll dry gulch him like you said.
For the time being, at least, Cisco's display of cold nerve postponed the reckoning with young Red McHale. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Tin Horn Killer. Aroused to hatred and jealousy of Cisco by the two desperados, Luke Melanson and Nolan Ritchie, young Red McHale, while checking guns at the Maverick Cafe, loaded Cisco's guns with blanks, then later on challenged him to a gunfight outside. But Cisco calmly walked up to Red and disarmed him, the display of nerves so upsetting Red that he literally could not draw. Now, Cisco and Pancho are riding away.
Oh, Pancho, very scared then, Cisco. Pancho think the young boy killed you.
I was not so sure myself of what he would, Pancho. But the point is, he did not.
You look scared he killed you, no?
Probably.
The point is, you not look scared.
Just the same, I was doing quite a bit of thinking, amigo.
Uh-huh.
Now I will take a look at these guns of mine. Hold up, hold
up, hold up,
As I thought, blank cartridges.
Oh, blank cartridges.
Blanks in this gun, too. Well, so much for that. I will reload.
Aren't you glad that's over with, Cisco?
I doubt that it is over with, Chico.
What he do now?
I'm not so concerned about the boy as I am those two banditos, Melanson and Ritchie.
Uh-huh.
I have an idea they put young McHale up to this. If so, they will not give up so easily.
What they do?
I do not know, Pancho. They may have heard the stagecoach is carrying gold on this night run. As we ride escort, we'll have to keep watch every second. There, my guns are reloading. It's about time for us to pick up the stage. Come on. Now, let's go to the station. Come on, Diablo.
Logo. More troubles, Logo. More troubles, no?
I don't know whether we ought to take you along or not, kid. I don't know whether you got the nerve to carry out this job.
I'll show you whether I got the nerve or not, Luke. This time I got a rifle.
Thing is, what are you going to do with it?
Gonna dry gun, Cisco, like you said.
Be sure you do. We've changed our plans, kid. We was going to hold up the stage at the west side of town. Now we're going to make it on the east side.
Yeah, just to give you another chance at Cisco.
I'll make good on this one. I gotta make good.
Sure you have. The word is to get around how Cisco took your guns away from you. You'll be a laughing stock for the rest of your life.
You hombres won't tell nobody, will you?
That depends.
Yeah. If you make sure of Cisco this time, we won't say a word. But if you don't...
You better leave the country. Here's the bridge, Luke.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Let me take that axe, Richie.
Here you are. What are you going to do?
I'm going to chop most through the uprights of this little bridge. So when the stagecoach goes over, it'll fall down into the gully.
But if there's any passenger, somebody will get hurt.
Hear that, Richie?
Yes, somebody'll get hurt.
Look, kid, this is a holdup, see? If there's any passengers, Richie and me are going to gun them down, also the driver. We don't want no witnesses left on this one.
All you got to worry about is Cisco.
I'll get him, don't worry.
Yeah, you'll be hitting them trees just at the side of the bridge.
Yeah, but we got nothing against the passengers.
That's right. You ain't thinking of quitting on us now, are you, Red?
Oh, no, no.
You better not.
No, no, I'll get the Cisco, kid. What you hombres do ain't none of my business.
That's right. Just remember that. Now give me room to swing this axe, Richie.
Hey, it's a nice moonlight night tonight, Cisco.
See? That is why the stage company sent through this special night run. They knew there would be enough light.
Senorita in the stagecoach, too, Cisco.
Hey, Senorita Myrtle's on the stagecoach.
Senorita Myrtle is pretty, Senorita, Cisco.
Hey, Chico, she's very pretty.
Uh-huh. Pretty, Senorita, with a nice moon. Pretty, Senorita, with a nice moon.
I see. At least you've come out of your other mood, Pancho. I'm glad of that.
Yeah, Pancho, out of the mood.
Pass your eyes in the stagecoach, Cisco. Loco, come, Loco. Oh, Sangre the murder.
Yeah.
It's a nice moon tonight.
Yes, wonderful, Pancho.
Cisco sing a nice moon too, no?
Oh, it does, huh? Well, isn't that nice?
Senorita, pay no attention to Pancho. He's merely having his joke.
But he's right, Cisco. It is a wonderful moon.
See, but we have...
There's any harm in looking at it, is there?
Pancho, come away from the stagecoach.
Pancho, come away from the stagecoach.
We're not riding escort just to talk about the moon. Come on, Diablo.
See, Logo, not talk about the moon.
Something up ahead Diablo does not like.
Loco feels the same way, Cisco.
They're coming to that little bridge over the gully. Very well, Diablo. Your judgment is usually good. Senor driver!
Yeah?
You better stop the stage for a moment. Don't like the way my horse is acting.
All right, Cisco. Hold
on. Oh, Diablo.
Hold on.
Wait here for a moment. I'll ride ahead.
Pancho, ride with you, Cisco.
Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Loco. Come.
Something is wrong.
The bridge look all right, Cisco. Might be somebody in the trees or up in the bluff.
Draw your gun, Pancho.
Draw the gun, Pancho.
To have any trouble, be right here at this place. Hold up.
Hold.
Just want to make sure nobody is down in that gully.
Can't not see nobody down there, Cisco. It's not a deep gully anyway.
No, everything seems to be all right there. All right, across the bridge, Diablo. Come on. Come on. There's nothing wrong with that bridge. Come on, Diablo.
Yeah, Loco, go now. Go.
Pancho, look out. The bridge is swaying. Santa!
Have a
bridge. Cisco, have a bad fall. Get knocked out.
Keep firing, kid. Come on, Richie, after that step.
Hey, you buzzard.
Cisco.
Pancho, I'd be right in a moment before they shook me up.
After him, Richie.
Cisco.
Great snakes, that's Myrtle. Hey, Luke, Richie.
Never mind who it is. Turn it down, Luke.
No, you don't. By thunder, I'll
go. Pancho, the hombre shoot down to the head of the boy, no?
Cisco!
Hey, senorita, how'd you get the bullwhip out? How'd you like that bullwhip, hombre?
I'll get you for that one.
The only thing you will get, Millicent, is a good beating. Standing right now.
I'll help you, Luke.
Uh-huh. Bueno. Now, you are in the range of my fist, hombre.
Go, Cisco. One punch, he go down.
Now to come back to this other bond. Get
off. I'll help you, Cisco. Let me out.
They both go down, senorita. Cisco not need help now.
Gracias, just the same, senorita. You better look to the young redhead. He may be badly wounded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will. Was he in on this holdup?
Can't you hear him try to save you, senorita?
Oh, the poor kid. Oh, sure, I'll help him.
Well, tie these hombres, Pancho. We'll turn them over to the sheriff at Cottonwood. As for the boy, well, perhaps he has learned his lesson. We'll wait and see what he has to say if he gets over that wound. Boy will recover, senorita?
Yeah, the doc says he will, Cisco. He sure almost got wiped out, though.
Have you talked with him?
Yeah, sure. Oh, he's mighty sorry for what he did, Cisco. I hope you won't prosecute him.
I have no intention of prosecuting him, senorita. After all, he did his best to save your life.
And Red thinks that you're all right now. He's going to apologize to you.
The apology is not necessary, except that it may help to drive home the lesson. I'm happy that you were not hurt, senorita.
Oh, but if it hadn't been for you...
No, please. Pancho and I were merely riding escort with the gold as the stage was carrying it.
Oh, and I was just in the way, huh?
Oh, of course not. I did not mean that.
Well, anyhow, Cisco, I'm going to thank you. And not with words, either.
No?
No, Cisco. I'm going to thank you this way.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
We send the bandidos to the jail. No more troubles there now.
Si, Pancho. As the saying is, we've burned our bridges behind us.
Burned what? Burned your bridges?
Si. Huh? That means we have finished with that crime. It's over and done with.
Oh.
Well, what are you laughing at, Pancho?
Pancho, remember, Pancho have that gun to Pancho once.
Had your bridges burned behind you? Well, how was that, Chico? Tell me about it.
Happened a long time ago, Cisco. Found you a small boy in the school.
You were a small boy in school, see?
Found you a naughty small boy in the school.
Naughty small boy. What were you doing?
I'm trying to throw spitballs around the room, Cisco.
Oh, that is not good.
Oh, that bad, Cisco.
But what has all this to do with what we were talking about, amigo?
The teacher see Pancho throw the spitballs.
See?
And the teacher cut a long switch.
Long switch, see?
And the teacher take Pancho out in the woodshed.
See?
And the teacher burn Pancho's bridges behind him.
Oh,
Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Up the Diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.